we're going to talk about tourism, which is something incredibly important to us. Another one of the interesting reads on the Daily Maverick at the moment is a piece by two board members from Wesgro, Michael Spicer and Paul Bannister. And it is around what could be done and should be done to double the number of jobs that the tourism sector offers at the moment. Paul Bannister is the board member of Wesgro and one of the co-authors to whom we speak now. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
I think it is unarguable that tourism is one of the best, if not the best, niche economic opportunity creators. And so, yeah, we do need more tourism. South Africa is a wonderful place to visit. Unfortunately, the first thing that you and Michael Spicer put on your list as needing to be done is a more relaxed visa regime. And I don't know if you're getting access to signs that are being denied me or I'm too blind to see, but that doesn't seem to be something that government is too keen on relaxing, particularly with Malusi Gigaba, the man who instituted the regime, back at Home Affairs.
Well, we had an interesting meeting the other day with the returned minister who definitely put it on the top of his list when he addressed, in fact, a Wesgro update meeting. So I think there could be some interesting dynamics going on there in terms of the need to reverse that, because it is a major barrier, and we've literally lost tens of thousands of people because of people's confusion. And in fact, if you're confused, you're not going to come and put yourself to that indignity of finding that you can't get into the country. So I think that is right up there on the top of the list. But it's not just about making it easy to get a visa. It's about being able to transfer into other countries adjacent to ours, because tourists don't strangely relate to geopolitical entities. If they come here, they want to do Cape Town, the Garden Route, the Kruger, and Vic Falls, and they don't really know or even care if it's in another country. So we've got to shift also to a univisa situation that lets that mobility occur amongst our tourists.
So I know that an enormous number, that's an exaggeration, but there's a significant number of wealthy American tourists that safari in Botswana and then come down to Cape Town for that experience. So, you know, there's another example of that. Is there, I mean, I know we had this conference in Rwanda not so long ago, and we were talking about continental free trade and easy movement across borders, but this kind of uni visa that you're talking about, is that anything in any kind of observable from now window?
Well, it's been discussed some years back. In fact, in the time of previous ministers, Vali Musa, Skalkwyk, it was on for a SADC type of concept, and there were dissenters in certain parts of the region. And rather than just push ahead and say, guys, get on the bus or not, it was decided to, you know, hold the line and not allow it to happen. But East Africa is now leading the way, and you can move in a sort of a univisa situation between Tanzania, Uganda, and Kenya.
Yeah, and you also, I mean, in terms of visas, is be more relaxed about it. I mean, I've got a visa. I'm going overseas on Sunday, and I'm going to Europe and Eastern Europe, and I've got a visa for a month, and it makes me so cross. And that's something else that you pick up on. You know, don't be so restrictive in the kind of visas that you offer.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, South Africa is full of what we call swallows. Guys who come from Europe to avoid really the winter periods, and they're restricted to 90 days. They can apply for an extension, but it's a little arduous. They would happily come for 180 days, and when they live here, they spend better than locals. And I think we're just missing out on a simple opportunity there, the regime in the first place. Why do we make it difficult for people to access? Certain countries get it. The Emirates gets it. They try and push you through their hub the whole time. Sometimes I think they even delay planes to make you stay there a little longer. But we have a country that potentially has got immense ability to be able to drive tourism. And remember, we can turn on tourism relatively quickly. That's the joy. In addition, it's a wide range of skilled and unskilled, semi-skilled jobs. It's very entrepreneurial. It's rural and urban. SMEs thrive in tourism. We've just got to make this happen. But it's not, John, only about visas. There's a whole lot of other stuff. And I have to literally bring, you know, crime to and personal safety to one of the top things of that list, because it's one of the primary deterrents to people even considering South Africa as a holiday place.
Yeah, and given the travel advisory from the Australian government at the moment, that's again focused our attention on what foreign governments, if not all foreign citizens from that country, think about us and the dangers of coming here. There's a lot we have to get right, but thank you for pointing out how important it is to get that right. Paul Bannister, board member of Westco, go along to dailymaverick.co.za and you can have a look at the other things that Paul and Michael Spicer, his co-author, suggest we could and should be doing.